Welcome, everyone, to a very special episode of Potential Cast. It is our 2-year anniversary. Yay!
Really? Holy shit. Wow, 2 years.
Yep.
Whoa.
Pretty awesome.
Wow, when you're like, I have something special to tell you, I'm like, yeah, what is it?
Happy 2 years, 2 year anniversary, everyone.
Yay.
Hey, woohoo.
It seems like yesterday.
Kind of. If yesterday was June 17th, 2010, then you'd be completely accurate.
But I'm not dressed appropriately. I don't have a gown on.
So no, what I have gown. Planned for you ladies here, I also had something planned for Steph, but Steph is apparently not available, unfortunately, as I think she would have gotten a kick out of this. We're going to go over just a couple of questions that I'm going to ask all of us, including myself. I haven't prepared answers, so I'm just as fresh as you guys. And it's not trivia, so don't worry, Kim. Also, at the very end, I will be surprising you all with an amazing thing.
All right.
The word amazing does not even... if you could mix cremaze balls and something else just as cool as cremaze balls, even that would not be enough.
Wow.
Okay?
So
we have to make a new word up.
Pardon?
We have to make a new word.
We're going to have to make up a new word. So let's start with the first question. Over the last 2 years, did you actually think that you were going to be podcasting about this 2 years from then? We'll start with Gabby. Honest answers, please.
Well, yes, because this series goes on forever.
Awesome. Kim? Sorry, Gabby, keep going.
I thought we'd be further, though, because I remember somebody saying, hey, if we keep going at this schedule, we'll be past Once More With Feeling by the time Comic-Con comes around.
That was my
plan.
So
that we can actually go to it.
I made an Excel sheet.
And guess who's going to Comic-Con? Me. And guess who can't see it? Me.
I made an Excel sheet with the whole schedule coming out. But you know whose fault that is?
Angel.
Angel.
Gabby, did you think you were still going to be doing this 2 years hence?
You mean Kim?
No, I mean Gabby. I can't believe I just did that.
Schedule-wise, I thought that the podcast would still be going. Did I think I'd still be part of it? No.
No?
Oh! No, because I thought I was going to give up because I was not a Buffy fan going in, because the little bits and pieces I had seen of it, I would be like, oh, this is just not for me. But I'm really enjoying it. I think I say that at least every other episode. I'm like, I can't believe I'm really enjoying it.
I know. Yeah. I thought I would still be doing it because I'm neurotic and a bit of a completist. Uh-huh. So I'm glad you guys are still around too. Are either of you surprised with how many more intro casts there are?
Yes.
Yes.
It's befuddling.
Love it, though.
Awesome.
It's fantastic.
We're trendsetters.
Apparently.
Imitation is the most sincerest form of flattery.
Yes, especially when they're better than us.
Who's better than us?
Huh?
Oh, everybody? Oh, okay.
No. I kind of really like the way the Twin Peaks podcast did it.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's also...
to a schedule?
Yeah. But also, they're also quite an advantage because, you know, their series was just 2 seasons.
Right.
You know, so that was kind of easier to handle. Although I hear there's an X-Files intro cast coming up at the end of the summer.
Oh, they'll be doing that forever.
Forever and ever, especially when Robin insists they do the spin-off show.
Oh, wow. Because I haven't seen...
The Lone Gunman. Pardon, Kim? Pardon me, Kim?
I've never watched The X-Files, so I'm going to be watching along with that one.
That's awesome. Okay, quick fire for the three of us. Favorite character, Gabby, go.
Willow.
Kim.
Angelus.
Oh, I'm going to go with Anya. I know she's recent, but I cannot get enough of her. And again, it's not just because she was Brandon's girlfriend. It's because the no filter thing and the blatant and the kind of in your face honesty and the naivete. But also she has that kind of demon background that's very cool. Mm-hmm. And hopefully she puts that into some kind of resourceful, you know, like application. But yeah, mm-hmm. Least favorite character, Gabby.
Cordelia.
Kim.
Angel.
And I'm gonna say Faith.
Shit, I forgot about Faith.
That's how terrible she is.
Can I take my answer back, Faith?
That really long acronym for the Faith fan club is really upset with us right now. Least favorite episode. If you can't remember the title, okay, just describe the horridness of it. Gabby.
The one with the stupid puppet.
Really? I love that one.
with the dirty old man puppet.
Yeah, the dirty old man, the lecherous puppet.
I was going to say that one or the TV one. The one, I Robot, You Jane.
It was the internet one. The internet's bad, okay. My least favorite one is the attack of the Aquaman lizards.
Not bad.
Not the actual episode. Oh, it was just... I think I gave it a good review, and I enjoyed it. But thinking back, no.
Yeah.
Not at all. All right, now a little bit of trivia. How many episodes, how many episodes have we put out, excluding repeats, and excluding any, like, holiday specials, but including season summaries and including commentaries, have we put out? Gabby.
100.
Interesting answer, Kim.
108.
I knew you were going to say that, and I can't answer because the correct answer is 81.
Oh,
really? Oh yeah, because we haven't done four full seasons. Because I was like, okay, four is like 25, and you know, you're right.
Apparently, episode 100, if all we did was cover episodes, would be the season 5 premiere finale.
Oh.
Premiere finale?
No, sorry, the finale. Because remember, the first season only had like 12 or 13?
Oh, you're right. Yep.
But we're going to pass that before then because we had the commentaries and the Tim Einier episode as well on this feed.
Now,
friend of the show, Tim Einier.
Now, are we going to get to once more feeling before next year's Comic-Con?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at my spreadsheet or tried to update it.
2014?
Okay, one from each of you. What is the most surprising thing about the last 2 years regarding this podcast? Go, Gabby.
That we are still doing it regularly? We haven't pod-faded?
We haven't pod-faded, I know. Kim?
I'm surprised at all the people that still want to guest on the show, even though we said we're completely booked up to the very end.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised at how many new people are going back to the beginning and listening from the beginning and catching up.
That's awesome as well.
Yeah. I love it.
Yes. Please don't blame me for the horrible production value on that one episode while I was out of town and Gabby wasn't with us.
It gets better, guys. It gets better.
It gets better. I'm surprised at how few times I've been spoiled.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
even though you did have a big spoiler that was at the time a big spoiler.
It was. But the thing is, I was convinced I was going to get spoiled numerous times just getting involved with this. I think I narrowly avoided a spoiler on Twitter this morning.
Ooh.
Because I saw the word Buffy and I'm like, I'm not going to read that. So there, but yeah, I'm actually quite surprised at how little spoilage has actually gone on, considering how long it's been since the show was on, etc. So I just wanted for us to touch base and kind of have a bit of a retrospective. It is unfortunate Steph couldn't be here. And I just want to take a moment to thank everyone who listens and ask you to keep listening and tell your friends to listen.
For sure.
As well. And join the Facebook group.
Yes.
Because it's fun there. I'm not going to give you the URL because I'm tired of saying it. Now, to finish off, I have a gift for... It's actually for you guys and Steph. And I'm just going to hit send on an email right now.
Okay.
And there should be a link and you should be able to click on the link. I'm going to send it now. And hopefully it will be sent.
I'm not near a computer, but that's okay.
Did you have a phone?
I'm on my iPod and the mail thing takes forever.
Oh, because you really have to see this.
Okay, hold on. Let me just log on to something.
Thank you. I really appreciate the extra
effort. I have an email. I will wait until Kimberly opens it.
Yes, you guys should click simultaneously on the link.
All right, hold on.
Let me just make sure the link works. And it does. Does it? It does. So, Kim, are you ready?
No, hold on. I will momentarily, though.
Right.
I'm grabbing my embarrassing to say playbook.
Don't be embarrassed. At least it has an email client now.
Yes, it does.
Ooh, do, 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 do.
Oh, I put in the wrong password. Was it? Oh, yeah. Exactly.
This is us vamping.
Pun intended.
Oh, yeah.
See, please wait. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Wow, this playbook is really awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. You should send Steph a list of the questions that you asked us and have her do an MP3.
I didn't write a list, but I'll send her the file. I just asked these off the top of my head, frankly. I've kind of had them ruminating in my unconscious for a while.
I've moved since we started recording this show.
This is true.
And I'm getting ready to move again.
Where are you moving to?
I'm moving to Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland?
Mm-mm. Rockville, Maryland.
Rockville.
Because I rock. Yep. Yep.
Did you get that email, Kim?
Not anymore. Yeah, I got it.
Are you ready to click?
No. I just got into the friggin' Gmail account.
Gmail?
But now I have to find where.
Did I send it to your Gmail?
Oh, do you send it to my actual, personal email? Oh,
yeah. I sent it to a Hotmail account.
All right.
Hotmail?
By the way, can I tell you Tyrone is the best name ever?
It's my dad.
Yeah. Aww. When Christina was pregnant with Isabel.
They call him Tyrone.
We would call the fetus Tyrone.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And when Christine was pregnant with Nicholas, we'd call the fetus Waisha.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, I'm ready.
Are you ready to click? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to count down. Gabby, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, click or tap.
Okay, click or tap.
I hope Kim's playbook is.
I got it, Kim! This is the greatest thing ever!
Did you get it, Kim?
I did.
Awesome. So, for those of you wondering, don't wonder, I'll post a link. I will be posting a link very soon. Our wonderful friend of the show, Claire, who has not yet been on the show, but I think she frankly deserves a guest spot after this. I asked her to create a commemorative portrait of all of us as Buffy characters. And I think we'd all agree that it is the most amazing thing we have ever seen.
Like, what's going on here?
It's simply fantastic. Thank you, Claire. Ladies, I'm going to be getting a high-quality scan of this, and I will be sending you printed copies.
I was going to say, can I get this framed?
So you can frame it yourself if you want.
Oh, my God. I want this on shirts.
Yes, and... it will be. I believe this is going to be our new logo.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. I love...
Because, frankly, the best part... Yes, Robin has Angelus in the background. The Josh Eden grave. My horrendous shirt.
Wow, look at Kim's boobs.
I know, they're kind of small. Jeez.
I love Kim's attitude. The way she's looking at me like there's something wrong with me. And Steph is keeping shh because she knows things and can't tell us. It is the perfect thing ever. And we love you, Claire. Thank you so much. We truly appreciate it.
I want that.
All right. That's all the time we have for now. I don't want to keep you ladies any longer than I must. Also, I promised my son I would put batteries in his brand new remote-controlled car.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for indulging me. Happy two-year anniversary.
Happy potential-versary.
Potential-versary. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Kim.
Bye, guys. Amazing.
That was...
All right, let's do this thing. Hopefully everyone's available. It's 8:30 on the nose.
All right. I wonder if anybody forgot.
Hope not.
Okay, hey guys, I'm so sorry I didn't show up Sunday to record. I forgot all about it. I can't remember anything. I put it in my calendar, and I didn't know. Okay, thank you for recording this, Illyria. This is fun. 2 years. Yes, I can believe we're still going for 2 years. Because I'm in for the long haul. And I'm not neurotic. I don't call myself neurotic. I call myself determined. Once I start something, I follow through. It's something I have inherited from my father. Number two. There's so many intro casts now. And I'm really surprised that nobody's thought of this before now. I don't know, maybe it's the evolution of the podcast. Maybe it's that it's just where podcasts have evolved to at this moment in time. Number three. My favorite character changes every time I watch the series. So this time through, like with Spike, this is a totally different experience with Spike. So I'll tell you later, I'll get into it later, my feelings about Spike. But for right now, he's the character that I'm happiest to see on the screen. My least favorite character right now is probably Buffy. And there's a lot of controversy over, a lot of people don't like Buffy. But I don't think it's that they don't like Buffy. I don't know. I think that this is a conversation that we'll continue to have later on when people know more. But I don't know if it's Sarah Michelle Gellar because of her personality. Because I think she has she's kind of serious and maybe she's not a very warm person. Maybe she's kind of a cold person and that's what comes through. But, or it's that she has superpowers so you can't completely relate to that character. Or maybe it's just right now this season what's going on with her character. The traits that are coming through. I don't know. But right now, I guess my least... Because, I can't say that anybody is my least favorite. It's not that I do not like Buffy. It's just that she's probably my least right now. My least favorite episode would have to be Beer Bad, because it's just the last bad episode. It's just the one fresh in my memory. You know, I think iRobot Eugene is probably the worst episode of the entire series, because it's just bad. But Beer Bad is pretty ridiculous. How many we've put out up until now, I have no idea. And before I could guess, I heard on the audio. What am I surprised about? Or was that the question? I'm surprised that we have so many nice listeners. I love our listeners. You guys are great. And I just enjoy talking to you guys. I love your passion about the show. After all these years, you're still so impassioned. And, I mean, it's just a testament to what a great show this is, that it attracts such intelligent people, such, just as people that are just as impassioned now as when it aired, all those years ago. And, our picture that Claire drew of us is just wonderful. I want to frame it and put it on my wall. It's got Gabby's laughing, and it just captures all, and Kim's attitude, and it captures I love my eyebrows and my hair. It looks just like me. Thank you, Claire. All right, guys, thanks so much. Thanks for listening. I'm sure in 2 more years we'll still be doing this. I hope so. I love it. I don't want to stop. Bye.
A man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. Don't plan the plan if you can't follow through. All that matters, taking matters into your own hands. Soon I'll control everything. My wish is your command.
Stand back, everyone, nothing here to see. Just imminent danger in the middle of it, me. Yes, Captain Hammer's here, hair blowing in the breeze. The day needs my saving expertise. Man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. Seems destiny ends with me saving you. The only doom that's looming is you loving me today. So I'll give you a second to catch your breath.
I don't think I can explain how important it was that you stop the van. I would be splattered, I'd be crushed under debris. Thank you, sir, for saving me.
Don't worry about it. A man's gotta do what a man's gotta do.
Are you
team's destiny?
What heist were you watching?
Saving you.
Stop looking at her like that.
You're the best you
did
can
you
press.
What's the garbage?
There's ass needs kicking, some ticking bomb.
I stop the van.
The
remote control is in my hand.
The doom that's looming is you loving me to death. So please give me a sec to catch my breath.